All around Vermont, homeless shelter providers are hurrying to open up more beds before winter arrives. Reporter Carly Berlin recently reported on shelter project updates, and she joins me now live in the studio. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
So I understand that there are a lot of new shelter projects underway right now. Carly, will you give us a breakdown and let us know how big a deal this is?
Yeah, so over the next couple months, the state shelter capacity should grow by about 100 beds if all of these developments go according to plan. You know, the shelter capacity in Vermont, it always fluctuates a lot by season. You know, many of these shelters are typically only open in the winter months. Part of what's notable right now is about half of these 100 spots in shelters are ultimately going to be open year-round once they get up and running. That's something that service providers say is sorely needed in Vermont, as homelessness has remained at record levels here in recent years.
Wow, year-round, that's huge. Okay, Carly, well, where are these various projects located?
One of these is in Rutland. It's getting a small year-round shelter, 10 beds, that's slated to open by January. It's according to the shelter director at Brock Community Action. That's the social service agency who will be running that site. In Burlington, the Committee on Temporary Shelter, better known as COTS, is about to open a quite large shelter expansion project that's at a former federal building downtown. It'll end up serving 56 people there. You know, last year, this building, it was just a seasonal shelter open for a couple months. Now it'll be another year-round shelter in the Queen City, where officials estimate hundreds of people are living outdoors.
Carly, I understand you visited one of these shelter developments recently, right?
Yeah, I went to a project that's underway in Montpelier recently. This is going to be the capital's first ever year-round shelter, as far as anyone can remember. It's going to be in this big, old, rambling Victorian house a couple blocks from downtown. I met up with Julie Bond, director of Good Samaritan Haven, the group that'll be running it. She said the project has been a long time coming.
We've been looking for many years for a permanent year-round shelter. That's just been really hard. It's been really tough to find the right property.
You know, that's because Good Sam wanted to find a site out of the floodplain, which is hard to do in Montpelier. And, you know, they wanted to do that because so they wouldn't have to evacuate when floodwaters rose. Good Sam has had to evacuate their Barry shelter a couple times in recent years. And they'd run a winter-only shelter in Montpelier for a few years up on a hill at a former country club. But that place was pretty hard to access on foot, and guests there needed to leave during the day. So this new shelter downtown, it'll replace that temporary one. But Bond said renovations won't be done until January or February. As we know, that is well after cold weather will arrive.
Well, speaking of cold weather arriving, you've also reported that state officials are giving out money for extreme cold weather shelters. Carly, will you tell us more about that initiative?
So Burlington has used this model in recent years. The city has opened up a shelter for a couple days at a time when temperatures have reached a certain threshold, like sub-zero wind chill. The city's done this because, you know, the reality has been shelters have been full. The motel voucher program has also been fully subscribed, which has meant people have been living outdoors in the depths of winter. So now the state is trying to expand this short-term shelter model. The hope is to have it available in six regions around the state. That's according to Lily Sojourner with the Department for Children and Families. DCF is working with Vermont Interfaith Action to get this up and running. They're administering about $1 million in state funds and should be determining who gets those subgrants over the next couple weeks.
Okay, Carly, so this all sounds like progress, but how much are these new shelter beds putting a dent in Vermont's overall need?
As of late September, the state's shelter capacity had space for 585 households. Even as that number should swell by 100 in the next couple months, we still have shelter beds numbering in the hundreds and an unhoused population in the thousands. One count in June registered over 4,500 people experiencing homelessness in Vermont. You know, it's worth noting that as state leaders have scaled back the motel voucher program in recent years, you know, that has served as this backstop when shelters are full. State leaders have also directed more money to local shelter providers. That's part of why we're seeing all of these projects happening right now. But that is also putting a lot of pressure on these local providers to open up these beds before the snow falls.
That is Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. And you can find more of her reporting at vermontpublic.org. Carly, thank you for joining us in the studio today and for sharing your reporting with us.
You're welcome.